René Robert Cavelier de la Salle, explorer at heart. A great explorer of North America, famed for discovering the mouth of the Mississippi River, René Robert Cavelier de la Salle was born in Rouen, France, in 1643. He entered the Jesuit order to please his father, but his sights were set on adventure. After arriving in Montreal in 1667 as the son of a wealthy family, he was granted a concession of land by the Sulpician priests who held the seigneury of Montreal Island. His fiefdom, which he called Côte Saint-Sulpice, roughly covered the area of present-day La Salle borough. In 1669, La Salle's restless nature and urge to discover new territories spurred him to sell most of his land back to the Saint-Sulpice Seminary. Other tracts were bought by Jean Milot, an edge toolmaker from the Saint-Pierre River area, and by the fur traders Charles Lemoine and Jacques Lebert. La Salle's early voyages led him to explore stretches of the Ohio River and the Great Lakes region. He reached the southern shore of Lake Michigan in 1680, and in 1682 traveled down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico, where he claimed the area for Louis XIV and named it Louisiana in his honor. In 1684, he set out from France on his last expedition, intending to reach the Mississippi Delta via the Gulf of Mexico. But the voyage was fraught with problems and ended in a double disaster. La Salle was murdered by his men, who in turn were massacred by local native people.